After weathering a stormy night, the Rebecca Irene is on its way back to Unalaska. The 146-foot Catcher processor lost power in one engine on Tuesday morning, leaving it stranded in open ocean as the massive weather front hitting western Alaska moved in. As a precaution, the Coast Guard cutter Sherman evacuated 20 of the 34 crew members on Tuesday afternoon and stayed with the Rebecca Irene through the night. Petty Officer Sarah Francis says the conditions near Unimak Pass weren't as extreme as forecast.
The worst weather they saw was 30-mile-per-hour winds, 6-foot seas, and 17-foot swells.
Forecasters had been predicting 55-mile-per-hour winds and 35-foot seas for the area. A tug contracted by the Rebecca Irene's parent company arrived on scene early this morning and hooked up a tow line. Dan Magone owns the tug Double Eagle. He says the Eagle had to dodge some rough weather during the storm.
It had to duck in behind Akatan Island for a while there. They had gusts 70 to 80.
The Rebecca Irene is carrying 270,000 pounds of frozen fish.